Welcome to Opus Here. When I was a little kid, I lived in Huntsville, Alabama, and each week the garbage truck would come by, and I just thought as a five-year-old little boy that that was so cool how they would lift up those garbage cans and the big truck and all that, and how a lot of boys are fascinated that, and told my mom I wanted to be a garbage man when I grew up. And so as fast forward the clock, 45, 50 years later now, as I was studying my Bible the other day and talking with a friend, decided now I want to be a sheep. And I know some of you are thinking, okay, that's big extreme from being a garbage man to being a sheep. But, you know, when we think of sheep, we think those are dirty animals, they're not very smart. I mean, you know, who would want to be a sheep? But did you know in the Bible that sheep were talked about over 500 times? And so over the next couple of days, maybe even 3 days, we're going to be talking about what we can learn from sheep and why we do want to be sheep. And I'm basing this off of John chapter 10. If you got your Bible and you want to turn to that, we're going to start out in verse 11 and look at some other verses in John chapter 10. But Jesus was talking, and he said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and they know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. That's John chapter 10, verse 11, then verses 14 and 15, and verse 27. And just so many powerful nuggets of information there talking about how Jesus is our shepherd. And as his sheep, which I know that most of the people that are listening here are followers of Jesus, and we do hope he's here to encourage you in your faith and give you hope. And I'm thankful that we've got a shepherd that would lay down his life. And a lot of times back then, shepherds would have to protect their sheep from wild animals that would try to kill them. And sometimes they could even lose their life from some of the wild animals they would try to fight off, because they obviously didn't have, you know, guns to do that back then. So we're doing it with a rod, a staff. And yet Jesus is saying that he lays down his life for a sheep just like a shepherd. And we talk about that over 2,000 years later. And some of you need to be reminded today on a Monday as we start this week, if you're listening live on the radio or maybe listening later in the week on the podcast, but, you know, Jesus loves you. And there's no greater act of love than when somebody lays their life down for you. And I know most of us, you know, consider ourselves loving, caring people, but I don't think there's too many people, maybe other than your children, that you would lay down your life for. And yet Jesus is saying that as the shepherd, he lays down his life for the sheep, and he did that for us. Of course, the great news is that he came back from the dead three days later. The tomb was empty. And just want to remind you, you know, that's just not something we need to remember at Easter. We need to remember 365 days a year that the tomb was empty, that death had been conquered, and that there is always hope because of Jesus. And as much as things change in this world right now, and there's so much uncertainty with this pandemic and the upcoming election and things and the racial divide and just so many challenges and so much turmoil going on, the one constant that we can count on is in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, and it says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And friends, I'm so thankful that, you know, when you get paid a lot of times, you'll be set up on direct deposit, and it might come weekly or might come a lot of places the 1st and the 15th or 15th and 30th, and you just count on that direct deposit. Well, friends, you can count on that Jesus Christ is with you. He never changes. He's going to show up just like that direct deposit. And, of course, sometimes we've all probably had a paycheck that did not arrive because there was a problem with the direct deposit. But friends, there's never a problem with Jesus showing up or being there for you. He's always going to be there, not just the 15th and the 30th, but the 1st through the 31st. And I want to encourage you that today, and that, you know what, it's okay to be a sheep. And, you know, Jesus talked about that a lot, and I think, what are some things that we can learn from the sheep? Well, one is we need to spend time with the shepherd. And obviously the sheep did that, and one of the things is that interesting that sheep can be in the midst of many people, but they can pick out their shepherd's voice. And the reason they do that is because they know that voice. They've spent time with that shepherd. And I think it's so amazing that even in the midst of a lot of noise and people around and things, that sheep can notice their shepherd's voice. And friends, when your life gets busy and chaotic and you just need some peace, I want to remind you that if you know Jesus and you've spent time with Jesus, preferably each morning before you leave the house or before you start work, I know a lot of people are working from home, or maybe you're having to stay isolated more, obviously, because of COVID. Maybe you're retired, and yet the good news is that you can call upon Jesus any time of day or night, and that he's with you. And the more you spend time with him, the more you'll know his voice. I remember when I owned my grocery store in Cynthiana, Kentucky, many years ago, and they said I had a phone call on line two, and so I picked up the phone and said, "Greg Horn speaking." This guy said, "Hey, I got a can of peaches at your store, and I paid 59 cents. And then I went to Kroger a few days later and bought another can of the same peaches, and theirs were only 49 cents. Your store is called Pay Less, and I paid more." And I thought, oh my goodness, this guy is getting upset over a dime. And one, I didn't even know if he was telling the truth, but two, he's getting upset over 10 cents. And so as I was preparing my diplomatic answer, so I didn't want to offend a customer, all of a sudden this guy starts laughing. He said, "Hey, Greg, what's going on? It's Mike Bro." Well, Mike Bro was the pastor at Southland Christian Church at the time, but he had disguised his voice as an irate customer, and I didn't recognize it. But as soon as he started talking, even before he said his name, I recognized that voice, because by that time I'd probably heard over 100 sermons of his, and I knew his voice. And yet, friends, now, you know, we have caller ID, so we can tell whether we want to talk to somebody or not. But I want to encourage you to be intentional, to spend time with the shepherd, with Jesus. And you know what the best way to spell love is? It's T-I-M-E. Time. And friends, if you want to know Jesus' voice, you love him, you'll spend time with him, and you'll make that a priority. And I want to encourage you. I know some of you say, "Well, I'm not really a morning person." Well, I mean, spending time at night with him before you go to sleep, it'll definitely help you sleep. But before you face the battle the next day, really want to encourage you, for you check your phone or social media or turn on the news or ESPN. That was one of the big things that I had to learn to do, is to change. I like to turn on ESPN on the TV in my bedroom, which now I actually even got rid of the TV in the bedroom. So I knew when I went to my bedroom now, it was either to sleep or to read, and not to watch TV, because we can do a lot of mind-numbing watching TV, can't we? But when you really love somebody, whether it's Jesus or family, friends, you spend time with them. And the best way we can spell love is T-I-M-E. And one of the things also that's so important is that when you spend time with the shepherd, which in this case is Jesus, that God's word will speak to you and it will help you. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of your soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of your heart." Friends, it doesn't get more plain than that, just saying how powerful God's word is. That it's sharper than a two-edged sword. It pierces the division of your soul and your spirit, of your joints and bone marrow. I mean, that pretty much explains how powerful God's word is. And then I love the last part of the verse. It says it discerns the thoughts and intentions of our hearts. And friends, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 says, the heart can be deceitful. And, you know, I don't like to admit that or think that, but it's true, you know. In fact, Jeremiah 17, verse 9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? And some of us like to make decisions emotionally, and that's not always wrong, but you really have to be careful when you make decisions just based on emotion. And I had a friend of mine, that a young man, that he posted after a recent UK football loss, which was really, really disappointing, but said, hey, you know, we should get rid of our offensive coordinator. We should have never lost this game. Well, I kind of chuckled about it, because in this game, Kentucky had scored over 40 points and had over 500 yards total offense. So it wasn't really the offense's problem, especially the offensive coordinator. They did a great job. And so I knew this guy, and he's a young man, and his father's passed, and he's a passionate UK fan. And so I just texted him, because we have a great relationship, just said, hey, I'd like to share something with you, maybe reconsider your statement that I saw on the Facebook post about UK needing to fire their offensive coordinator, because the guy that wrote it was asking for comments on why you think UK lost the game. And I shared what I just shared about over 500 yards and total offense, scored over 40 points. And so I think it's more of a defensive issue than it was an offensive issue. And here was the young man's response. He said, thank you for sharing with me. He said, I get a little too emotional after some of these UK games, and I appreciate you sharing that with me and bringing it to my attention. Well, two things there. One, he said that he was emotional about it, and we all make emotions sometimes out of emotion. We say things out of emotion, and yet I also love that he was teachable, okay? He was willing to accept my suggestion. And, you know, maybe somebody today is trying to speak some truth in love to you. And I want to encourage, if you are trying to coach somebody or maybe correct them, discipline them, that you do it in love. A lot of people like to quote that part of the Bible where it says, you know, speak the truth. I say, well, I'm just speaking the truth. But they forget the second two words. The Bible says, speak the truth in love. And there's a lot of power in those two little words, in love. Psalm chapter 32, verses 8 and 9 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. I'd ask you today, do you need some guidance? Do you need some instruction about a decision that you need to make? Well, when you spend time in God's Word, it just says that He will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go, and He'll give you counsel, and that we don't have to be like an animal that has to be, you know, guided with a bit or bridle. And friends, that's why it's so key and so important to spend time with your shepherd, Jesus, in the morning reading God's Word. I know a lot of people like to listen to the Hope Is Here podcast in the mornings while they're getting ready for work, and it just are on their way to work. A lot of people working from home now, or people that are having to stay at home, maybe they're retired, but they just want to get their heart and minds filled with God's Word and His Spirit. And the big thing to know is that, you know, all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the person of God may be competent and equipped for every good work. And friends, I know as followers of Jesus, don't we want to be competent and equipped for every good work that God has for us? I know I do, and I bet you do. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but we're going to continue this conversation tomorrow talking about I Want to Be a Sheep. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.